From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Measure U is a decision that voters in Sacramento will see on the November ballot. It would double what is now a temporary sales tax in the city, and Measure U would make that tax permanent. Mayor Daryl Steinberg and the city's fiscal watchdog Craig Powell are at odds over Measure U. Meanwhile, the mayor and city council members are discussing another issue, and that is rent control, with differing views on that issue. And all of these conversations indicate not only the housing crisis in the state, but efforts to tackle the problem, which are happening at the local level and the statewide level. The debates in Sacramento are not unlike debates happening in other California cities, and there will be a statewide rent control initiative on the November ballot. That is Prop 10, and you can find an explanation of it on our website at capradio.org. Cap Radio reporter Bob Moffitt is in the studio with me. He has talked this week to the mayor, sat through many, many meetings, talked with Craig Powell, city council members, and I'm glad you're here, Bob, so we can get not only some history, some context, but kind of a mapping of the issues.
Good morning.
So let's start with Measure U. A little bit of history. When was it originally passed, and what's it done for the city since then?
2012 took effect in 2013. It's averaged between $40 and $47 million a year every full fiscal year since. And it was passed because due to the Great Recession, we had a lot of cuts. We had cuts to police. We had cuts to fire. Pools were closed. Libraries were closed. Parks did not have maintenance. And so the city council went to the people of Sacramento and said, if you approve this temporary half-cent sales tax, then we can restore all of these items until we're back on financial footing, which I think everybody would agree we're back on financial footing. But now that we have this cash cow coming in, it was more money than they expected. So now we have more money than we expected. Mm. And now the city says, well, we'd like to continue that. And not only that, but we'd like to double down on it and actually increase it by more to pay for what the mayor likes to call inclusive economic revitalization, or so there are a lot of big words in there that he throws out.
He has to be careful about specifying what this money will be spent on. That's kind of a side issue here. But essentially, his pitch to the city in wanting this change, extension and expansion of Measure U, is to say what? To say what about this growing city?
You know, he wants to include the corridors like Stockton Boulevard and Del Paso and Franklin, and he wants them included in the economic revitalization. He says it's not happening. But to your point, your earlier point, he can't say exactly what he would like to use the money for because it's a general tax. So this is supposed to go into the general fund, and then the good people of Sacramento have to kind of take him at his word that he's going to use the money for what it's going to be used for. But the opposition says, without a guarantee, we think it's just going to go towards pensions.
And how much more projected money is it?
Another $50 million. I mean, it would double the existing sales tax, which has been between $40 and $47 million. So you double that and between $80 and $94 million. But they're rounding up now to 50 or to 100.
So you talk to the mayor a lot. Why don't you take us into part of your conversation with him?
Well, I asked him about some of the fiscal aspects of the city budget, and the pension obligations was one thing that I was thinking about. But then the first thing I just asked him was, what is this going to do?
This city is so exciting. There are so many great things going on, but we need more capital to invest in job creation, to deal with our affordable housing crisis, including homelessness, and to invest in youth, and to grow this city in a way that extends the benefits of that growth to our neighborhoods and to the communities that have long been left out.
This is a place where the mayor speaks passionately and people listen, and he's enjoying a high confidence level in the city. However, that said, people thinking through what he wants to do definitely have some questions, and there's some resistance.
Well, yeah, and there has been a committee was formed last week called No One Major U. Craig Powell, who is better known for running the Ion Sacramento watchdog group and putting out papers, has come out as the leader of that group, which is about 24 people so far, according to him. And they're saying that there are a couple, several things wrong with increasing the tax, not only the primary one being that it's a regressive tax.
It's pretty clear what it will do to the residents and businesses of Sacramento. It will impose the highest sales tax of the entire region on the residents who have the lowest per capita income of the region, which is pretty obvious to recognize as the height of unfairness.
So the mayor isn't arguing that the sales tax is regressive. What does he say about some of what Craig Powell's argument is?
Well, he says the extra money needs to be used primarily for housing. That's basically, he says housing is basically the starter of all things of the economic revitalization for these areas.
And that's where this ties into the rent control discussion that's going on in the city and the homeless problem discussion and a number of others. But just to stay for a moment on Measure U, Craig Powell is looking back at past history, too, and saying, look at the city's track record.
Well,
does he think the city broke its promise?
Yeah, absolutely, because the city council and, you know, the mayor wasn't on the city council at the time, but the city council did say this is a temporary sales tax until we get back on our feet. And now we're back on our feet and they're saying, well, it's done such a great job. We'd really like to do this. And now that we've proven that that you can trust us by us using the money for what we said we were going to use it for, kick down another half-cent sales tax, and then we'll do even more good things.
Which it's true, Bob, that this is an argument at the beginning of any proposed tax increase. The opposition will say, no, we're going to get used to the money coming in. We're going to get so accustomed to this that we aren't going to want to end this tax, and people will get accustomed to paying it. And that's part of Craig Powell's point.
Well, and that was part of the council discussions for the last couple of years, was they knew that this was going to end. And there was some discussion as to whether they should start tapering down the expenditures and then start increasing the city expenditures in order to pick up the slack. But then those that wanted to just increase, wanted to keep the tax, said, no, we promised that we were going to use it all. And then we should use it all. And then there will just be a cliff. And then we'll just fall over it at the end. But we're just going to, and then It was pretty easy to see that really the end game there was that they had made up their mind that they were just going to keep spending the money that they had and then hope the voters would continue that and make things easier on them.
So you said the word pension a little earlier. Let's wrap back around to that point and the issue of whether some of this Measure U money would go to the pension liability. And let's start with Craig Powell's position.
Well, the pension liability is increasing exponentially every year. There's, I think, 28, and then it's going to end up being somewhere around 62 or 64 million within a couple of years. And it's a huge problem. And Powell says that this money is going to end up just going there.
If all of the things being the same, that $50 million gets vacuumed up, gets put into the general fund because there's no legal requirement on how it's spent. It gets put into the general fund and then vacuumed up to pay the legal bills of the city first and foremost before it does any discretionary spending like these various projects that the mayor has in mind.
It's interesting that he uses the phrase vacuumed up because the image is just, you know, the dollars just getting sucked away and sucked out of the general fund, which is exactly what he wants to say.
Well, yeah, and that's you could make the argument that the money would come from the general fund. It would come from a different part of the general fund. But that's the whole thing about the general fund is all the money goes in and then it's up to the council to decide how much comes out and where it goes. And so it's, you know, if that is the case and if the city does end up having to, you know, pay off the $68 million or whatever it is using general fund money and there isn't additional increased revenue from other sources, then yeah, that could happen. But, you know, we don't know. The economic recovery has been better than we thought. The existing tax revenue has been better than we thought. You know, the argument could be made that maybe things will be better than we thought. But he's saying we can't guess that's going to happen. We have to look at what the numbers are and plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Meanwhile, let's get back to what the mayor says about this. A mayor who has stood for the issues of homelessness and with that mental health and housing. And he is saying in every way that he knows to reassure people, short of designating the money, that this money is going to help with housing. In fact, what, at the top of his list is housing?
Yeah, the top of it's not all going to go to housing, but that's certainly the priority. And he's made it the priority even before the Measure U discussion began. But, you know, he paints a pretty clear picture with the amount of money that's in the Housing Trust Fund now compared to what could be available if Measure U passes.
We have $2.5 million in our Housing Trust Fund, enough to subsidize 15 units of affordable housing. And we have 47,000 people in this city of low to modest income that are paying 30% or more of their limited income on rent. We have a housing crisis, and we have a homelessness crisis as well that we're addressing aggressively. But we want the ability to bring to scale that which we have started and where we are demonstrating success.
I'm not sure anyone doubts whether some of this money would go in the direction that he's saying. But did you ask him specifically about the point of pension liability and the pension fund?
The answer was something along the lines of, yes, that's a problem. And we have to the primary solution was cost savings, was look at the budget, look at what we're spending money on now, and come up with significant cost savings in order to come up with the money to take care of that, which really is where he and Craig Powell agree, only the mayor didn't have a concrete plan when I spoke to him, and Powell does with quite a few specific ideas proposed, including that the city employees pay half of their pension and that retiree health benefits are cut. And he said that's not going to he doesn't think that's going to happen because he doesn't think the city council has the political will to take on the unions. There are other savings as well from officers who graduate the police academy, paying back the cost of that academy if they leave the city employment within 5 years. Other things like that, that they say could add up to $125 million in savings. The mayor says there are savings to be had, but he did not have the specifics.
All right. Measure U, which we are talking about, will be on the November ballot in Sacramento for voters to decide. There's much more about it on our website. I'm talking with CAP Radio reporter Bob Moffitt, and Measure U definitely ties in with housing. So let's talk about rent control, because that debate was center stage earlier this week at the city council meeting. And the mayor and city council members are similar but different on this issue.
Yeah, the council members Jennings and Guerra and Hansen came out with a plan that the basic components were 18-month leases should be offered. That should be mandatory. And that mediation should be available to anyone who is looking at a rent increase of more than 6%. And so those are two of the main components of their plan. The mayor came out as they were coming out, as those council members coming out, he came out with his own plan, which in many ways was similar. I think they had both been reviewing the same research because a lot of the data points were essentially the same. And the gist was that for larger units, more than six, those rental properties should stretch out the lengths of the leases, that there should be a cap on the annual increase for rates, you know, trying to keep the tide of rental increases from skyrocketing, which is what they have been doing.
I think we are going to hear from one of the council members who was part of that initial plan from the council.
Yeah, Rick Jennings, one of his, you know, main tenets was, no pun intended, was that there should be a longer time in between basically contract negotiations as when you're signing your lease, just to give families more of an idea of how much they're going to pay.
And they don't have to be concerned about budgeting or rent going up during that 18-month period of time or being displaced from their home, their kids being displaced from their home and their schools and the community that they've, you know, grown up in and loved.
So he's making the pitch for these 18-month leases. There are more details in both the mayor's plan and the city council. So, Bob, we have a statewide rent control initiative that will be on the November ballot for the statewide approach. In this case, the city council itself will vote on the decision about rent control?
Not until the Proposition 10 issue is settled.
Okay.
And that will make things clearer as far as what the city of Sacramento can or can't do. There are a lot of exemptions in the state law when it comes to the rent control issue, and a lot of those would disappear or appear. It's pretty wonky as to, you know, what the details are of the state law. And so when that is all settled, then the city can come in and then they can make a decision based on what the new state law is. But the mayor said he's not going to bring this forward before the election.
All right. We're going to be seeing more of you in the studio. Let's just say it that way.
Probably, yeah.
Thanks a lot for all the background and for coming in today.
Oh, sure.
That is CAP Radio reporter Bob Moffitt. And again, coverage of these issues and the developments this week are at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.